Coming to you from Long Island University's CW Post Campus, you're listening to Web Radio WCWP, Brookville, New York. And now, it's time for the Mike Shimeri Show. It feels very different being on at this time of day, on this day of the week. But yes, this is the Mike Shimeri Show, number 168, on Web Radio WCWP. And we are live right now. This is the new date and time of the Mike Shimeri Show. And I'm very happy to be here at this time of the day, on this day of the week. Friday the 13th. What a day to start out, huh? Well, we're going to start the show with a song by Jeff Koshua. It's from his 2000 album, Another Door Opens. It's not his first solo album, but it's his first one after he left the Rippingtons. And before he even thought of he would be part of their 20th anniversary tour. But this song is called Hyde Park, the Ah-Ooh Song. And you'll figure out what Ah-Ooh is for, or why it's called the Ah-Ooh Song, as soon as you hear it, here on the Mike Shimeri Show on Web Radio WCWP. Web Radio WCWP, Bobby Lyle with Take a Step. From Hands On, which came out on June 27th. Before that, Jeff Koshua, for the fifth time, by the way, on this show, with Hyde Park, the Ah-Ooh Song, from Another Door Opens in 2000. This year marks the 46th season for the North Shore Symphony Orchestra. The 70-member ensemble asks for your continued support. The orchestra is sponsored by private donations. It's tax deductible. Don't know what it is, but don't know what it refers to. It depends on what the definition of... Never mind. It's at Plainview Old Bethpage John F. Kennedy High School. To make a contribution, contact the North Shore Symphony at North Shore Symphony Orchestra. That's all one word. NorthShoreSymphonyOrchestra.org. And if you made sense out of that live read, then you are a better man or woman than I am, because I didn't get that, but I read it. Up next, the Nelson Rangel Three of a Kind Showcase.
Listen in to WCWP 88.1 FM for our annual homecoming celebration for Homecoming 2006. Our alumni are taking over the airwaves from Friday, October 13th at 7 p.m. until midnight on Monday, October 16th. And you can't forget the football game. The CW Post Pioneers host the Bentley Falcons Saturday, October 14th. The pre-show starts at 11:45 a.m. Log on to WCWP.org or myspace.com/WCWP for more information.
So what do you do with that break after dinner but before you go to bed?
Took me like 3 hours to finish the shading on your upper lip.
Exactly. Listen to Deja Vu Radio at its new time slot, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday, only on Web Radio WCWP.
You won't want to miss it.
Stone.
But guess who?
Hendrix.
Led Zeppelin.
Deja Vu Radio on Web Radio WCWP.org and myspace.com/WCWP.
Nelson Rangel, this is your showcase. And Nelson was at IMAC out in Huntington last Friday night. I was there. And this song, the first song in this three-of-a-kind showcase is Playing for Keeps. Web Radio WCWP, we are two-thirds of the way through the Nelson Rangel three-of-a-kind showcase. But before we go on, I have some bad news. And this affects the folks at Heads Up and Telarc. and Russell Ferrante especially, because it was his interview that was supposed to air today, this morning, in about 20 minutes, but I do not have that interview on me, so as a result, it will not be able to air on this show. However, it will be up at MikeShamari.com/interviews tonight. And we will try to re-air it in the future if we can find a spot, but it'll kind of sound out of place because it was intended to air on a Wednesday, but it was supposed to air today, but now it won't air today because of a bonehead move on my part, and I take full responsibility. Now, that song, that second song in the Nelson Rangel Three of a Kind showcase, and again, I'm sorry, Russell, and I'm sorry, Heads Up Records and everybody involved in getting that interview to take place. So that was The Road Ahead by Nelson Rangel, and this is a Crusader song. By the way, The Road Ahead, that was the last song Nelson played at IMAC last week. This is the first song he played, Free as the Wind. And yes, it is a Crusaders cover. And don't worry, folks, we'll find something to fill the time that was intended for the Russell Ferrante interview. I'll be hard at work during this song. That'll do it for the Nelson Rangel Three of a Kind Showcase on Web Radio WCWP. That was Free as the Wind, and that is a Crusaders cover. It's from Soul to Souls, which came out 6 months ago. April was 6 months ago, so April 4th. Before that, The Road Ahead from Destiny in 1995, and we began with Playing for Keeps from Playing for Keeps in 1989. It's National Heritage Month, Hispanic Heritage Month, at the David Schwartz Memorial Library. Original paintings, live music, and a timely lecture on the changing face of Latino immigration highlight the celebrations. The library lobby hours are Monday through Thursday from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Friday and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And, same mistake that I made last week, leaving out Sunday from noon to 8 p.m. All events are free and open to the public. For a schedule of events and for more information, call 516-299-2868. Up next, we're going to fill the time that was intended for the Russell Ferrante interview with Herb Alpert and Yellow Jackets as well. Two songs by Yellow Jackets, one we were supposed to air and one that we're using to fill time. Stick around. See how we do it.
True to your roots. Listen to The Stomping Grounds on Web Radio WCWP 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. every Monday through Friday. We'll have interviews, live sets, and as much great local music as we can get our grubby hands on. Not enough? They were all local and unsigned somewhere sometime, so The Stomping Grounds is throwing in the best new rock music around. Log on to webradiowcwp.org or myspace.com/WCWP to listen in.
Hi, everybody. This is Tom Van Horn, host of D2 Game Day, inviting you to join us this year for nationwide coverage of Division II football. Each week, we'll provide a comprehensive look at the exciting world of D2 football. It all culminates with a national championship game in Florence, Alabama. So keep it here for extensive coverage on D2 Game Day.
D2 Game Day, every Friday morning at 12 a.m. on your home for CW Post Pioneers Football, 88.1 FM, WCWP.
So how do you fill the time that was supposed to be for an interview? Well, Herb Alpert's a good time filler, if that is a word, a phrase, with Rise. And again, I got to apologize once again to Russell Ferrante, to Mike Wilpozeski, and I hope I got the pronunciation correct on your name, sir, for not being able to air this interview. Again, it will be up at MikeShamari.com/interviews by sometime tonight or tomorrow, but definitely by Sunday, but more likely tonight at about 9 o'clock Eastern or 10. We'll see. The Russell Ferrante interview will be up there. Here's Herb Alpert with Rise. Web Radio, WCWP, Yellow Jackets, pushed into action a little early because of the bonehead mistake on my part. This is worse than not thinking that the audio was working properly, like I did for Tom Hughey's second interview, which was the first time something like this happened, where I forgot who the interview... I mean, well, where an interview had to be taken off or canceled. The airing of it, anyway. The interview happened. And it'll be... Russell's interview will be... Russell Ferrante's interview will be up at mikeshimeri.com/interviews. For those of you that don't know how to spell Shimeri by now, it's C-H-I-M-E-R-I. MikeShimeri.com. You know how to spell Mike. Mike's easy to spell. So that was Yellow Jackets there as I went off on a really long tangent with... that's the one we're going to play next. Geraldine, which I believe is for Russell's wife. And that is from 25, which came out back on May 30th, as did the song that we were going to play... losing my voice in the first place, Free Day. So here it is. Web Radio WCWP, Yellow Jackets once again with Free Day from 25, which came out on May 30th. And before the first Yellow Jackets song you heard, which was Geraldine, we heard Herb Alpert with Rise from Rise in 1979. Again, Russell Ferrante's interview that was supposed to air will be up at mikeshimeri.com/interviews by sometime tonight. Well, Saturday, December 2nd at 5:30 p.m. at Planting Fields Arboretum in Oyster Bay, the Planting Fields Foundation will host a holiday-themed cocktail party. The celebration includes live dance music and hors d'oeuvres to coincide with the park's Yuletide cheer. The party begins in the main greenhouse where guests can admire poinsettias and other holiday flowers adorned in twinkle lights and candles. Historic Coe Hall will open at 6 o'clock, where fine foods and cocktails will be served. The Leon Petruzzi Band, will be playing everyone's dance favorites. Or favorite dance hits. I don't know what that would refer to. It could be big band, or it could be... what Jay Miraboli plays on the Disco and Funking Show. So anyway, we're your holiday finest. And to purchase tickets or for more information, contact the membership coordinator at 516-922-8678 or go to plantingfields.org. Up next, Jeff Lorber.
It's not hard to find people in need. They're everywhere. Mary Knoll has been reaching out to the world's needy for nearly a century. Mary Knoll is there right now in 40 countries around the world. And with your help, Mary Knoll will be there tomorrow. Call us at 877-MARY-KNOLL. Or for information, go to www.mygiftcounts.org. One world, one mission. Mary Knoll.
If classic dance is your thing, you'll want to check out the Disco and Funking Show with Jay Mirabli, Saturdays 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on Web Radio WCWP. Each week we play the best in classic dance, plus at 3 p.m. our Mixmasters spin your favorite dance classics beat to beat on the DFK Hot Mix at 3. We also interview many of your favorite dance artists like Casey from the Sunshine Band, Lucas Prada, Gloria Gaynor, Reyna, and many others. So check out the Disco and Funking Show, Saturdays 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on Web Radio WCWP.com.
From Long Island University's CW Post Campus, you're listening to the Mike Shimeri Show on Web Radio WCWP. And taking us into hour two is Jeff Lorber with Gigabyte. You have somehow arrived in hour two of the Mike Shimeri Show on Web Radio WCWP. That was Jeff Lorber with Gigabyte from Philly Style in 2003. My sources tell me he has a new album coming out in February. No, he really does, but it's just the way I phrased it. My sources tell me. Like I'm a Washington insider or something. Or like I was told by a... Oh, for some reason that cracks me up to the point where I peak the levels. But you don't notice that, so why am I bringing that up? So, It's day one of our new time slot, and this new time that the Mike Shamari Show is on actually brings the show full circle. We started out on Friday nights over in Studio 4, and now we're on Friday mornings in Studio 1. And here's Jeff... we just heard Jeff. Here's Jay Rowe with the title track to his 1997 album, Jaywalking. Jay was part of Nelson Rangel's band at IMAC last week, and he's part of the band everywhere, and Marion Meadows as well. And we'll hear Marion Meadows a little later on. Web Radio, WCWP, Lisa Hilton with Warm Summer Night from Midnight in Manhattan, which came out back on August 8th. That featured John Friday on the drums, and I wouldn't bring that up if we were still on Wednesdays. Now that we're on Fridays, we can say that, we can mention that coincidence, that we're playing a song with a guy named Friday on Friday. A guy named Friday. And my name's Friday. I wear a badge. Couldn't say that with a straight face. I don't know how... Never mind. How they did Dragnet and kept a straight face throughout the show. Before that, J. Rowe with Jaywalking from Jaywalking in 1997. Moving on. That's Lisa Hilton. Marion Meadows. Somebody that J. Rowe has worked with and tours with as well. This is Just My Style. Web Radio, WCWP. The Rippingtons with Eternity from 20th Anniversary, which came out back on July 25th, not January. July, where did that come from? July 25th is when it came out. Before that, Marion Meadows with Just My Style from Dressed to Chill, which came out on May 23rd. October 27th through November 2nd at the Belmore Movie Theater, come see the new independent feature film Angel's Blade, directed by Robert Stock, not Stack, Stock. Keep that in mind. The film's plot centers around a demonic little girl whose bloodthirsty soul terrorizes a small town. Oh boy. It's only a movie. Not only a treat in time for Halloween, but also a unique opportunity for horror fans to see an exclusive world premiere. Watch the trailer at angelsblade.com. And contact Belmore Movie Theater for specific showtimes. Up next, something a little less chilling, the Joyce Cooling three-of-a-kind showcase.
When you open a book, you can explore new worlds, meet new friends, and discover new adventures, like the ones in the Chronicles of Narnia.
Impossible!
Are you prepared for what awaits you?
To find out more about the wonders of reading, you can visit the Library of Congress website at www.loc.gov and let your journey begin. This message has been brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Listen in to WCWP 88.1 FM for our annual homecoming celebration for Homecoming 2006. Our alumni are taking over the airwaves from Friday, October 13th at 7 p.m. until midnight on Monday, October 16th. And you can't forget the football game. The CW Post Pioneers host the Bentley Falcons Saturday, October 14th. The pre-show starts at 11:45 a.m. Log on to WCWP.org or myspace.com/WCWP for more information.
Don't forget the Mike Shamari Homecoming Special at 6 p.m. tomorrow night on WCWP 88.1 FM. Joyce Cooling's showcase begins with Another Time. Web Radio, WCWP. We are two-thirds of the way through the Joyce Cooling three-of-a-kind showcase. That was Jelly on My Jacket, and this is from... This is Greg Kourakos, but we're not supposed to hear him yet. So was that the second mistake I made so far? Besides the obvious with Russell Ferrante interview? This third song in the Joyce Cooling Three of a Kind showcase is from Revolving Door, and it's At the Modern. That'll do it for the Joyce Cooling Three of a Kind showcase on Web Radio WCWP. That was At the Modern from Revolving Door, which came out on September 12th, and that featured a man named Bill Ortiz on the trumpet at the end of that song. Well, he had the solo at the end of the song. Before that, Jelly on My Jacket from Third Wish in 2001, and we began with Playing It Cool. I'm sorry, we began with Another Time, which is from Playing It Cool, which came out in 1997. On Wednesday, November 8th, and Thursday, November 16th, from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., there will be an AARP defensive driving course on either of those days, and they will be offered at the Hempstead Public Library. Registration is required, and the class size is limited. Hempstead residents will be given first priority to this. Call Virginia Covington to register at 516-481-6990. Up next, Greg Karukas.
The unmitigated energy of a crowd. Anticipation. Starting guitar riffs. In an instant, you're taken back to 1976, live at the Fillmore. Experience live versions of all your favorite tracks, including Fleetwood Mac, Springsteen, and more. Deja Vu Radio, only on Web Radio WCWP, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 p.m.
The intern is moving up. After 2 years of working behind the scenes, Jordan Lauterbach finally has his own show. Listen to The Edge every Monday night from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time as Jordan talks sports with you right here on Web Radio WCWP. Jordan will be taking your calls and chatting with you via AOL Instant Messenger. You can listen at webradiowcwp.org. Also, you can tune in on myspace.com/WCWP.
Here's Greg Karukas featuring Eric Marienthal. The song is Barracuda Bob for a man named Bob DeSimone. Web Radio WCWP, Dan Siegel with From Here On Out. From Departure, which came out on July 18th, before that, Greg Karukas with Barracuda Bob from You'll Know It's Me in 1995. Well, we only have a couple of songs left to go in this show, and this is one of them. Wayman Tisdale, It's a Good Day, and it is a good day. Not temperature-wise, but otherwise, yes, it is a good day. This song features Jeff Lorber and Tom Braxton of the Braxton Brothers. Wayman Tisdale, It's a Good Day. Web Radio, WCWP. Wayman Tisdale, with It's a Good Day from Way Up, which came out back on June 27th. That featured Jeff Lorber on every keyboard-type instrument that is available, and that we're all on that track. It also featured Tom Braxton of the Braxton Brothers on a horn of some kind. Let's see what horn it was. I should have done my research, but I didn't. The saxophone. There you go. One half of the Braxton Brothers. Monday, November 13th at 7:30 p.m. The Tillis Center for the Performing Arts. New atrium, the New York Times best-selling novelist Nelson DeMille will be signing copies of his new thriller, Wildfire. Doesn't ABC Family have a show called Wild? It's unrelated. But yes, it's on the same night as well. But anyway, DeMille will be hosting a discussion and question and answer forum. The proceeds from the event will benefit CW Post student scholarships. Admission includes a copy of the book, Long Island Wine Tasting and refreshments and coffee and desserts. For reservations, call 516-299-4090. We'll wrap up the show in about a minute.
When it comes to helping people and communities thrive, there is an old way.
Food stamps.
And there is United Way.
Asset development.
Financial literacy program.
Shoulders to lean on.
Transportation and health care access.
Home ownership incentives.
Right here in your backyard and across the country, United Way is changing the way. From quick fixes to real lasting change. That's not the old way. That's United Way. And that's what matters.
Rock and roll all night with Bernie Bernard on Homecoming Weekend, right here on 88.1 FM, WCWP. Hey Bernie, take us down to the Paradise City.
From Long Island University's CW Post Campus, you're listening to The Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio WCWP. Our last song is by Chris Kamazi, and it is called With Every Beat of My Heart. I will see you next week for show number 170. Yes, we've skipped the number. You know what that means. So until then, have a great week, and I never thought I'd say this, because it's been so long, but stay cool, or I didn't think I would have to say this for a while, but stay cool. Warm, warm. Warm. Cool in bizarro world, but warm in reality. Chris Kamazi with Every Beat of My Heart. See ya.